And we are joined by the legend himself, Keith Urban. Hi, Keith.
Stevie, how you doing? Oh, hi, Brandon.
Hey, Keith.
Hi.
Keith, just that clap. We could keep that sound effect going all morning because this song is brilliant.
My favorite,
I love it.
Favorite
it reached
song.
Me. It touched me. It did all the right things, Keith.
Oh,
thank you.
Whoa.
Thank you. You really have been suffering from lockdown, haven't you?
It's getting to her.
Keith, I haven't been out of the house for 6 months. So thank you for creating new music and the new album, The Speed of Now Part 1. What I love about this is it is suggesting that you have to follow through and do a part two.
That's true, yes. I recorded way too many songs for this first album, so I just thought, well, I'll split them up, but I'm also writing a lot too, so I think there'll be a lot of songs that I haven't even written yet, which will end up on part two.
How do you split them up? That'd be tough, because I'd want all my bangers to go out straight away. Put it on number one!
Yeah, well, that's what happened. I had about 25 to 30 songs, and I had to sort of whittle it down to the 13 or 14 that were on the record, but once we got the song with Pink, and I have another song with a guy called Breland and Nile Rodgers that opens the album, it just started to take its own sort of course with which songs were fitting the record.
Actually, Keith, who in your life, because I'm just wondering, when you are as successful and as acclaimed as you are, when you've got all these songs, who's the honest person when you go listen to these songs? Who's the one who says, yeah, I wouldn't put that one on the album? Is there somebody in your life who does that?
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of people, you know. Obviously, you know, my immediate family are there because I have a studio at the house, so they hear everything. But I play it for a half a dozen people who I really trust and then sometimes defy all those people if they don't care for the song. If I really love it, I'm going to put it on the record anyway.
Right. So. Good.
When you say you play it and you're at home, I heard Nick in a recent interview talk about how you often go and play the guitar in a cupboard. Is that where you're going?
That sounds like I'm a sort of a, like I'm very flexible.
Have any pearlers come out of the cupboard when you're in there? What sort of songs have come out?
No, I sometimes you just got to get away and I just go into the closet and play my guitar. It's because we're not on tour. So I'm used to playing way more than I've been playing in the last certainly the last couple of months since recording the album was a way to keep playing all the time. But once the record was done and there was no touring, here comes the closet.
Keith, for you, and I'm guessing so many other artists who haven't been able to perform to live audiences, going for such a long stretch without being able to do that, do you think that stimulates you as a writer and... Or does it have a negative effect? Is it actually quite hard not getting that, you know, immediate feedback from an audience?
It's a really good question. There's no substitute for it. I mean, we've done tons of virtual performances and we did the One World performance earlier this year. And we've done a bunch of that kind of stuff. I even did a drive-in gig earlier this year. But there's nothing like a mosh pit down the front. There's just no substitute. For it. So I'm looking forward to that coming back.
Yeah, good on you, Keith. Because just thinking, Keith, and I know we raise a lot of money for charity doing a lot of the Zoom performances, and they're fantastic from that purpose, but don't you reckon it's a bit like a party? Like, those Zoom parties are pretty lame. Like, it just doesn't stack up to a gig, does it? Really? Come on, be honest.
It's like standing outside the club and looking through the window at everybody, having a great time.
That's what I usually do, Keith, because I've been kicked out. Now, mate, you did, Fee talks about virtual. You hosted the Academy of Country Music Awards. And how was that, hosting with no crowd into people's lounge rooms?
Yeah, well, it felt like rehearsal.
Yeah.
You know, it just, I don't know. Look, I'll tell you one thing. All the years that I played the pubs and clubs up in Queensland, performing to people where there was zero reaction, got me prepared for these virtual.
Well, I know, I think the last time you caught up with Fief Evan Byron, it was on the Zoom chat, Keith, and obviously you could see Fief broadcasting from home and, you know, the bed's beautifully made in the background. But when we had John Legend on for a Zoom chat not long ago, your name actually came up.
I won't lie, John, for Keith Urban the other day, I did make that bed. I was just a bit lazy this morning. I'm so sorry.
Wow. Keith Urban gets a made bed. I get sloppy seconds.
I know. I'm sorry. So it shows where you are in the hierarchy, according to me, Keith. I'll always make a bed for you.
Keith, I feel incredibly, I don't know, special. I feel very special.
Yes, like, yeah, keep that bed made.
Oh, boy. Well, we're loving the song, Keith, and I know it's a crossover song for you.
That's a great song.
You know, pop radio stations all over the place playing this one with Pink.